So we've been talking about the Babin team roles, and we want to look at how those relate to the three of us working together. And so, just as an introduction to the Babin team roles, I want to introduce a simpler version that I was introduced to back when there were only six of them. And if we look at a typical project, what we need to begin with is someone to lead it. And with the Babin team roles as I knew it, one of the first things you found out was, what kind of a leader are you? Are you more the kind of leader that was great in the First World War? You know, sort of over the top with me, guys. I say do that, everybody jumps, right? Or are you the other extreme of a leader, which is the leader, what leader? We don't have a leader. We all get on perfectly well together. No. You know, and no realization that there's somebody in the background just saying, well, I think you were a bit unhappy at that meeting. Can you tell me what's going on there? You know, and then they come back in 6 months' time and they say, well, are you getting on with so-and-so all right? And they say, oh, he's a pussycat. And, well, I'm glad to hear that. And people don't realize that anybody did any work to make that happen, right? So in Babin, you discover which kind of a leader are you most. Then you've got to have a leader. The thing is, you haven't got a project to lead unless somebody had a good idea in the first place. So there are some people who are just brilliant about ideas. Now, once you've got an idea, that's all very well, but where do you find the stuff to make it happen? So that's your resource investigator. Or the one who has the idea is called a plant, because they're all over the place, you know, spreading out everywhere. Then your resource investigator sort of says, oh, I know somebody who did that. I've got a friend who, if we go and ask so-and-so, right? And that's fine as well, but it's still a bit chaotic. So what you need is somebody who is the monitor evaluator, who says, okay, let's have a look at this. Let's see how this ties in with an actual project. And, you know, I think this is sensible. And then there were sort of two bits to the original monitor evaluator role, that they did that, but they also did something about holding people to account as they went along. You know, are we hitting these targets? Are we sticking to what we're supposed to be doing? So I think with the new roles, that's been split into two. But it's all monitor and evaluation, right? And then what you need is the people who really are not a lot of fun, but you do need them. And that's the people who keep saying, we haven't filled in this form. What about this? You know, and they really make sure it's all tidy and nice. So I think they're really useful ideas about, you know, what you need in a team. And also in the Babin test, when you get to know yourself, it's not that you are one of those, it's just that you are more this than you are the other. This is what you like to do. And what we have to avoid in a team is just getting together with people like us because it's fun, and not realizing that we've got to get on with the other people, or we've got to do those roles because there's nobody in the team to do them. Does that make any sort of sense? So now I'd like you to talk about some kind of project that you've been doing and building teams and your practical experience, and then we might try mapping the Babin roles to your experience.
Well, as a documentary filmmaker, since the technology kind of shrunk, it's very common to be actually a one-man band. So that is a bit of a tricky one, because in the end, you need to learn everything, and you need to have all the roles, the practical ones, the fun ones, and so forth. So at the end of the day, like me, you realize that there are some fields that you want to leave to other people, ideally. So, like you said, you need the person with the idea and the sort of drive, which could be me as the director, let's say. And then you need to stock up on loads of specialists in their own fields. So you can have a camera operator, an audio operator. And then those are the three main sort of roles that you, in the mini team, that you need to cover. And then you need to sort out the practical bits. So you need someone who is very pragmatic and can say, practically, we need to do this, this, and that. And this is where we need to call. This is what we need to fill up. This is what we need to do. And then ideally, you have someone who makes you coffee.
You should never underestimate the importance of roles that people think are not important. Thank you very much. Is there anything else you wanted to add on that?
No, I think these are the sort of really basic ones if you are building a mini team. So you need the creative, you need the skills, and you need the pragmatic.
Okay, thank you very much.